Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. I'm your host, Tom Mazure, with John Duman. Welcome, John.
Hello, Tom. How you doing?
Doing good. You know, we have a really big task here.
Yes, we do. We get to dredge up the past.
Not only that, is we get to synthesize a whole 365 days into 1 hour. That's pretty good.
Well, it will be if we can do it.
That's right. Well, that is what we're doing today. We're just kind of looking back. And, John, it's kind of like going through the shoebox or going through your tax receipts and trying to figure out what you spent all your money on last year.
Hopefully less painful, though.
I hate those taxes. You know, literally, where did the time go? And as I went back and did the research, that's what we did. 120 plus hours of local programming that we produced here, airtime, and we did many, many programs. It's just amazing what happened, and we just want to kind of look at that and go down memory lane with our listeners.
All right.
John, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your very many blessings. We thank you for yet another year that you've blessed us with. And we pray, Lord, that those who have listened to us and followed us from day to day and throughout the year, that they will be blessed again. Lord, I pray that you be with each and every one. Bless them as we go into this new year. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, John, as we slice and dice and analyze this past year, we can look at it on air, what we did on air.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at it by subjects, and we're going to do that. We can look at it as our newsletters.
Publications, yes.
Publications, and we can also, and our social media and our website, we can also look at it as when we meet and greeted in public, when we went to camp meetings, when we did ride hours, mm-hmm. when we had rallies at many, many parts, or recording on location.
Or preaching in churches.
Preaching in churches, that's true. So there's many aspects of Strong Tower Radio as we reach our listening area. One of the areas that you're deeply involved in is the printed monthly newsletter. Kind of give us a review of that.
Well, I am here to tell you that when I was looking over the lead articles, I'm going, that was this year? That seemed like a long time ago.
Well, the variety of people that we had writing, it's really brought a sparkle. We look forward to that every year and every month. Give us an idea what we did last year.
Well, we started out the year with the idea that we were going to, as much as possible, follow Christ's life. And we started out the year with an article from Marty Miller called Core Four Strong. And the four items listed were those that in the Bible it talks about Christ when he's growing up in favor with God and man and the other list. So it was a really interesting tie.
Well, you know, but that even springboarded off the December issue, which is the traditional nativity,
yes,
and Christ's birth,
absolutely,
the incarnation. So you decided that, why don't we bridge that between that and the resurrection,
mm-hmm.
Death and resurrection. So it was a beautiful theme for that first quarter plus.
And then in February, we had an article entitled Night School by Pastor Mike Lambert, and that followed into Christ prior to his actual ministry, what he did to that point. And
well, I think also, John, it was we focused on the one-to-one.
Yes.
Part of it was, yes, Christ met with people, and we talked about the experience one-on-one,
right,
and then comes the next month, which is his public ministry.
Right, by Pastor Sean Reed, yes.
And then the traditional resurrection theme. And so that took us through the first 4 months. Then, of course, Mother's Day often slips in there somewhere.
And we had to figure out how to make that work. And Pastor Bob Benson did a great job. His article was entitled Reflections on Mary, Motherhood, and Us, and it was a great tie-in article.
Then we brought back Marty Miller of Blueprint for Men. He is the founder and president of a ministry, Blueprint for Men, which we play here on Strong Tower Radio, and that had to do with godly fathers, what it takes to be a godly father and how to grow into that role.
And what better for Father's Day?
Absolutely. And Rich Greeley talked about education as we're rounding the corner in August, and he shared how Christian education literally turned his life. Him and his family were kind of floundering a bit, and Christian teachers and the message really brought him into a lifelong relationship with Christ.
Praise the Lord. And then we had Disability Ministries and Why We Need Them by Cindy Woods. And this was actually late for Disability Month, but a very poignant article about disability.
Sensitivities of what the value of people that do have disabilities and how to be aware, how to make them more comfortable. And we had Cindy, like we do with each one of the authors of our keynote editions, writing pieces, share on air. And it was a great interview.
It was. And then our friend from out west, Ron Price, wrote a relationship CPR article, and that was very well done, as he does.
Yeah, and people love that program. We get calls about that particular program. We put many of those programs on our website. In fact, John, we should mention that our programs, our weekly programs, and several of the other ones are archived. If you missed the program,
yes,
and you know, people say, "Oh, I want to hear that one again.
Or
I can recommend that to a friend." You go to our website. The easiest way is just our initials, str.fm. That's a link that points you to our website, strongtowerradio.org, and it's on the archive across the tabs, across under the banner is archives and archive programs, and you can, it's a free shopping trip.
Absolutely. And we try to keep that up to date. We're pretty good at that.
Well, there is literally hundreds of programs.
Yes,
we have more than 2 years of programs up there, of these weekly programs, so you can always go back and look at it. We round the corner October. October is one of the big four.
It's one of your favorites.
It's one of my favorites, the Reformation.
Dr. Tim Rumsey did a great job tying prayer and the Reformation and whether the Reformation still continues.
Mm-hmm. Then Tears of Joy, Pastor Dennis Page shared that particular article. Do you remember a little bit more about that?
Yes, I do remember the story, but it's just an excerpt from his book, and that is really an amazing read for those that haven't read it. It told about how when he was in school to become a pastor, how he and his wife made it through.
That's right.
And they didn't have money all the time, and they would be looking at an amount of money that they would have to pay on their bills, and it would come to the penny.
And sometimes they had the money laid aside, and yet they saw a need that they mm-hmm. felt was greater than theirs, and they shared it, and then God restored it just to the penny. They never were without.
Yep.
And he had, the early part of that book literally talks about his turnaround of his life, because he had worked his way and he had got involved in some things, but he found out the joy of the Lord is much greater than the pleasures of sin for a season.
Yeah, praise the Lord again. And then our last of the year was entitled Angels Sang to the Shepherds, But Not to the Priests and Rabbis. Why?
Yes, they were part of the lower part of society, not to the thought leaders and the political leaders, but to those who were willing to listen and to tell.
They didn't have an agenda. They just knew what they had been studying, and then when the angels came and sang to them, they had a lot to say. So,
absolutely.
A great article by Pastor Jay.
Along with that is every single week we put out an email that's called News and Views, and you can get that on our website, or you can become a subscriber by going on our website and signing up for that. And so that gives you up to the date. It tells you what sermons are going to be on Fresh Manna, the inside information. Also, where our people are going to be meeting and greeting around the state of Michigan. So you really get some information on the emailed edition. You get no place else. It's nowhere else. That's where it's at. Of course, our website has long-term information. You can use all those things to be up to date with Strong Tower Radio. But you are greatly involved. You're a key member of the team of the Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour. You're putting on 6 programs a year. Where were you this year?
Oh, the team and I. Let's see. There's Deb Blosser, Lori Beamers, Tim Duman, my brother, and myself. And there's a few others that join us, Rich Greeley and others. And we were in Ionia early on, and then we did Grand Rapids Central. And then we were down at Village in Berrien Springs, Village Church. And then we were in Troy for a really phenomenal program. We met some very, very nice people. And then in Owosso, we did a program and had some audio issues, but we're working through that. And then we just finished up the last one this year in Saginaw.
So you actually, it's been a while since we've been to Troy. Owosso was probably a first time, and Saginaw was probably a first time.
Yes, they were, yes.
And many of those programs find their way to on-air programming that the whole state can listen to. And then, let's talk about what we did, some of the themes we had on air. Largely the programs on our Strong Tower Radio feature. That's our community service one. It meets the needs and issues of the community. Nature and biology, we had a wonderful run. 2 themes that really took off this year with the nature guy, Camp Asabo. Gordon Atkins, Dr. Gordon Atkins, he has a doctorate in biology. And we did the theme of migration. You know, different animals migrate in different ways, even among their species. We looked at the snowy owls, who are the first ones of the year. They go from way up north. They come even further south in the winter. And then we looked at the Kirtland's warbler. We looked at 2 programs, one with a biologist from the state, and then the other one was with nature guy, Dr. Atkins. So we got 2 programs on the Kirtland's warbler, waterfowl, ducks, and so on and so forth. The spring warblers, shorebirds, and then we did a fall migration. There was 2 of them. The monarch butterfly, I've always been interested in that from childhood. And then we looked at other migrations. We're looking at the second season. We're laying plans for that. So look forward to that in 2024.
And we talked about bears.
Yeah, well, we did.
And we talked about bats.
Absolutely. We talked about wildflowers. We even went and looked for a butterfly, the Carner blue butterfly. We went on site and we found some. They were actually went with the biologist from the U.S. Forest Service. We went out in the field, only about 11 counties in the state of Michigan, and a handful of them in a handful of states across our region, kind of our same tier, maybe Pennsylvania and a few places in Ohio and so on and so forth. But it was kind of exciting to be out there with a biologist, and we talked about that. Then we talked about invasive water species with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. I had heard of them, but where were they and whatever? But we've not only recorded that program, we invited them back and recorded a subsequent one on invasive. We did one on that one was on the lamprey, the sea lampreys, which are kind of like eels that attach themselves to fish. And we talked about other types. So that's coming up in 2024, something to look for. We can't forget oak wilt.
Well, we can, but...
We'd rather not think about it, but a disease that I hardly knew too much about, right. But it can be very devastating to certain types of oaks and so on and so forth. So that was great. And then we did some some festivals and destinations.
Yes, we did. We spoke with people that are in charge of the fairs and festivals here, and that was an interesting point of view.
Yeah.
Been doing it for some time.
The importance of fairs, how it helps. Many of them are around the 4-H clubs, mm-hmm. and encourages young people for responsibility, a discipline, a very good program. We also talked to people who had gone on mission trips.
Yes, we did.
In fact, some of our listeners who have gone on mission trips.
And they went on mission trips because?
Because they heard it on Strong Tower Radio.
Yeah, that was the most exciting part, wasn't it?
It was. One of our listeners was so impressed by a program that happened in 2023. We recorded at the Michigan camp meeting. And then the person got the contact information, got involved. That was actually in 2022. Then went on a mission trip in 2022 December. Enjoyed it so much. Went back with another mission trip, same organization, in January or February of this year, and he came back and told his story from his experience, as well as brought other people on the trip. We learned a lot about life in Cuba and both the spiritual life as well as the economic life and such. Was quite an eye-opening experience.
And there are a group there right as we speak?
Yeah, there's one that is returning, and one who is in the middle of their trip, and a third one. So it's been very interesting.
Yes, it has.
We went on site and on location with a number of things this year, we went to Wings, as you might say. We went to the Holland Tulip Festival. What a hoot. It was to be with the director of the Holland Tulip Festival, Tulip Time they call it now, with the Klompen dancers, the traditional folk dance. We met a horticulturist who's a tulip, puts together several thousand tulip displays, and we went to Windmill Island. It was a great experience. We went to the USS Edson over in Bay City and took a tour with a gentleman who actually served on that Navy ship. And so he literally showed the berth on the ship where he slept he served. It was quite an experience. Well, that is just part of it. We're only halfway through Bay City. We had another experience, but hold on, and we'll be right back with Strong Tower Radio 2023 Year in Review.
Hi folks, Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for The Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087. On Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Welcome. We're back, folks, with Strong Tower Radio 2023 Year in Review. And John, I left them in Bay City.
Well, let's not keep them there. Okay. There are better places to go.
Well, actually, I found out Bay City was a very, very interesting city.
It is. It is a very interesting city.
Has a very It's tied to nautical things as well as other things that throughout history, it has some very beautiful architecture. Mm-hmm. It's older than some of the places on the west side of the state. So it was I'm looking forward. There's a great history museum that I'm planning to go back to.
You're going back.
I'm going all back. Right. Actually, what's interesting, I scoped it all out and I know what I want to do with that museum. It's a great free museum.
Okay.
And great and free are... You heard it here first on Strong Tower Radio. The Bay City, then I did a driver's ed test.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever heard that particular recording or how you did on your driver's test.
Well, actually, you need to go to our archive files. That's strongtowerradio.org to archives and to look up driver's ed.
I should, yes.
Yes, you should. You put it there, so. But anyway, what was very interesting is to, this was just before the law went into effect that you can't, about distracted driving. I did it in June. And so he was rating me. I was interviewing him as I was driving the car.
Yeah, there's no distraction there.
So anyway, it was fun.
And while you were interviewing, he was checking out your driving. So you were both distracted.
That's right. That's right. It's interesting. He's getting ready to retire. Been doing it for at least 29 years. And I enjoyed it so much going back to the other Bay City, to the ship tours and Navy. I invited him. He said, I've never been through it. I've always wanted to. So I invited him to come along with us. And he was a great co-host. It was just
nice.
A match made in heaven, as they say. But, you know, there's other things that we did. We went to other festivals, the Lilac Festival. I've heard about it and it was suggested and I went up there. They treated us royally up there and we had a wonderful tour. We went into a small bed and breakfast. We talked, a lady had been there since the 1960s. Her parents moved there and she's lived on the island. So it was just a great experience. The historian for the fort there, Fort Mackinac or Michimalik. I always get those two mixed up. But it was great. And then the lilac expert was there. It was just a great, and of course, it was Mackinac Island.
Yeah, there is that.
So
were there any lilacs?
There were.
Okay.
There were. In fact, they have almost as many or more varieties there than many other places
nice.
Around in the U.S. Then we went on site to the practice of the Kalamazoo Ringers. This is the bronze level of bell ringers. These are people who excel at their field. They bell ringing just makes it so enjoyable. There can be a bell ringing fatigue, but not with this group. They are so creative and innovative. It keeps you captivated. Be behind the scenes. We did that recording. You're welcome to listen to that on our archives, strongtowerradio.org, under the archives, and that would be under Strong Tower Radio Features. That was in about February of last year as they were preparing. They hosted this event. It's an invitational event. Only about 7 groups are invited, are at that level, and it was a wonderful time. Then this summer, we warmed up a little bit in July. In the Dulcimer Festival, I've heard things, had friends, I've known players, but I was invited to come to it, and we spent a whole day, actually a day and a half of recording programs that we put on Strong Tower Radio about this dulcimer, the string or instrument, its history, and the people that have founded this festival. It is a very cohesive group. It's a very friendly group. It's just a great place to be with great people. And then we did the Holland Museum. We went there twice, did interviewing. We did one inside the museum and the events and the unique exhibits that they have there in Holland, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have properties. They have one of a tanner who is the business owner of a leather factory, and then they have one of the workers, and you get the contrast between their lifestyles. What's so unique about the Kaplan House is the owners of the leather factory was that it stayed in the family from the time it was built to the time it was turned over to the museum. And so, you know, as you've been in houses over the years, mm-hmm. each generation changes things, right. And it's not authentic. But this house is pretty much authentic because this one girl grew up in this house. She had the house, and she turned it over to the museum. It's almost like frozen in time.
Wow.
Just amazing. Then we went to Windmill Island. I've always enjoyed that, where they brought over a windmill from the Netherlands. The director of it is just a fun guy, and you'll catch that in the interview. They have the person who runs the millwright, who runs the thing. The person had moved on that had been the previous millwright. He had to kind of learn. He was a teacher. Technical training, but he had to be immersed in how to mill and run this windmill. You can actually ruin the windmill if you don't control
it. That would make sense.
And stuff. So it was just absolutely marvelous and amazing. That's just some of the things we did there. But John, then we were encouraged to do by our founder and president, David Bolduc. He felt that we should do community service and these service agencies, the Adventist Community Service Centers, and he recommended that we do a tour of them. And so I did, and I did at least six of them. And it's interesting how each one of these services centers serve people in different ways.
Yeah.
The one in Ithaca, mid-Michigan, they have a closet. They started this as there's children in school that don't have a proper clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they work with the social workers that they give the information about the sizes and what the children need, and they bring the clothing. The social workers will pick up the clothing and bring it to them. And they'll call the kids out, and maybe towards the end of the day, and the kids can take this clothes home with them, and it's discreetly done, so their dignity is maintained.
It's a very cool program.
And it's so that center you were there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the center is so well organized. It's just like a retail store, except no money exchange.
Yes, it is.
And then I went to Barren Springs Neighbor to Neighbor. One of the larger ones, they have a retail store that helps generate funds to run the ministry. But the way it's organized, and it's a high volume and just a well-run. They also have social the Andrews University is nearby, and some of the colleges, their social work students come there and provide services.
Okay. Yep.
As part of their training. And so it's a comprehensive, they have a community room and for Al-Anon and alcoholics, all those programs. So it was a marvelous. And then, I mean, sometimes they're helping students. Andrews University has students from 80 some odd countries of the world. And many of them come over with absolutely nothing. You know, it's a few suitcases, and that's about it. Hmm. And so they help university students and as well mm-hmm. as community people. So then I went up to Kalamazoo on a separate visit, and they work with the homeless. And it's ironic. One of the people who had been served at the Bering Springs in the area, Berrien County, St. Joe, Benton Harbor, had been served, turned out, went on to get his degree, and now he serves the homeless, and he volunteers at the Kalamazoo Center. Talk about the connection.
Right, right.
And they work with the homeless extensively. Their center is, there is an encampment that is close by, a tent city, where people live, homeless people, and the center is there, part of their lifeline. Mm. And so that, and they have a wonderful center, well organized. Each center has its own specialty. That afternoon, I went over to Battle Creek, and they are located in a center of Burmese and Myanmar refugees, and they serve that community, the Myanmar community. Some of the people have progressed, and they bought or lease a school that was originally an elementary school, and they provide all kinds of centers to help the Burmese and Myanmar people get established. And the Battle Creek Adventist Community Center is ensconced in one of those classrooms.
Oh, nice.
And so they've opened up a whole ministry that is unique to them. Two interesting things about that. One of the people who volunteer there is a excellent seamstress, and they teach some of the immigrants how to sew, and gives them confidence. I think some of them have been able to get gainful employment. They do beautiful work, absolutely beautiful. Another aspect is one of the volunteers is really big into disaster relief. So the Battle Creek Center is, when a disaster comes, that's one of their specialties. If there's floods, there's windstorm, tornadoes, snowstorm, outages, you know, chainsaw, you know, that's important to clearing the roads so people right. can get through. Amazing place, that Battle Creek. And then I went to Grand Haven. Different ministry. There's a lady and her husband, and the people from the Grand Haven Seventh-day Adventist Church, almost all of these, even though they're driven by a Seventh-day Adventist congregation, there are community people who see the good works that are being done. They want to help perpetuate and move it forward. If it was just up to the local congregation, they would only have so much of a reach. Mm. But with this, it expands their reach. And that particular center is making a huge impact with many, many people, connections with the community, people who are on their down and out, and maybe it's just helping them get back in the game. And wonderful stories come out of each one of those. Then we went over into Southeast Michigan to the Warren. We had heard about the Warren, Warren, Michigan, Southeast Michigan, of their Adventist Community Center. They do a lot of programs. They do a blanket ministry. They have grief recovery ministries. They have an annual community health weekend festival. And so we got to meet with, and they also do things with oil change. And so each one, it's like they all these centers are to serve people, and there's some common themes, but they contextualize themselves mm-hmm. in each one of those. So I go through and do all these programs, and then one of our advisory committee says, you've done those on the community service centers. Why don't you go on site and do the schools? That happened in about, well, our meeting is like April.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a couple of weeks to kind of wrap my mind around that and get my gears going. And I started making phone calls around the 1st of May. Well, by the time you get to May, how much your school year is left?
Yeah.
Well, you should have seen me running across the state. That goes back to On Location was my name in the month of...
It was.
In May. And I hit Ithaca, which is in the center. It was Cedar Lake, a rural community based around a church community. It's unincorporated. It doesn't even have a village.
Right.
Then I went up to Grayling, Michigan. That's a northern Michigan one. A small that first one was a 2 to 3 room school. This one was a one teacher school,
mm-hmm.
one room, but a beautiful program that they had. Then I went to the other end of the spectrum. I went to Southeast Michigan into the metropolitan area. of the greater Detroit area and did three programs in three schools in one day. I was running from the southeast up to the west side to the north side. Went from Oakland Academy. They have a elementary junior high program, but then they have an online supervised academy, high school, well-run school. It's like an oasis. And in fact, all three of these schools in the midst of a major metropolitan area has an oasis, a safe zone. And Oakland school, Oakwood School, it's out there towards Romulus by the, it's on the flight path of the Detroit Metro, Wayne County airport. But it has a huge grounds and a well run school. The behavior of the students was respectful and there was a happy environment. I totally enjoyed the Oakwood School. We went up to Metro next, and wonderful school, good facilities. And there's a story behind every school visit. And then I went up to Troy, which is on the northern suburbs, just kind of off of I-75 on the north side, and had a lot of fun. They have a great preschool program. Their preschool program is so well known and so appreciated in the community of all religious persuasions or none. People who want a good place, a safe place for their kids, this is where they want them to go, is Troy Adventist Academy. The preschool program, they have a waiting line. Not only do they have a waiting list, but some of the applicants are still in the womb. They haven't even been born yet.
That's really life planning right there.
That's right. Well, not only that, is some of the word got back to through the contacts and family overseas, and some of these people registered before they even came to the U.S.
Wow.
So it's just amazing program. We went on from there. We went up to, we went into the cloud. You know, you've heard about the cloud. Well, oh, we found the cloud. We online school. It's Aspire. It's an online school. And every once in a while, they come back to Earth. Well, I'm just kidding. But they have quarterly meetings where they meet at the beginning of the year, close out the year, keystone projects, and the kids get to meet each other. So it's a hybrid to some degree, that the kids aren't all screen all the time.
Right.
And they have accountability. They do things in person. They do outdoor school in a nature setting. Well, John, we just ate up that second segment, and we'll just have to hold on to the rest until then after the break. So you're listening to A Year in Review at Strong Tower Radio with John Duman, Tom Mazur, and we will be right back.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
We're back, folks, with Strong Tower Radio Year in Review. I'm your host, Tom Mazur, with John Duman.
I'm here, Tom.
Hey, John, did anybody forget and leave you at school at any time?
No.
Oh, well.
No, never happened.
Oh, well.
There was a time or two I probably would have been happy with that, but no, it never happened.
Oh, it never happened. Okay. Well, we were talking about school visits, and there's three that we left out.
Only three?
Well, I think only three.
Well, I think actually, to be honest, three that you managed to go visit, and we still have more to do next year. So three is okay.
We have three in the can, but they have not been aired yet. So that's why they didn't come up in the 2023 list.
Okay.
So what we did is we went up to Iron Mountain. That's in the western UP.
Yep.
In Ironwood, and we visited a one-room school with a... It was such a family affair. The principal and then her husband is retired, and he was a music teacher, and he is the quintessential grandfather. I mean, the kids just love him, and he has such a gentle way with it. What a beautiful environment up at that.
Absolutely.
That... Ironwood School, and then I went over to the Wilson School, another superbly run school. It has three classrooms from first grade up to the eighth grade. Great programs. We heard a bell choir. What was really neat, I really enjoyed, was the way they started the day. It kind of started like... At the beginning of my education, it was kind of the tail end, but my parents' generation started the day, you go outside and you say a pledge of allegiance
yep.
to the flag. I mean, who does that anymore?
Anymore? Not many.
And then we came in and I went into the first through third grade. Oh, what another quintessential. Is that one of those words I'm supposed to define?
It's hard enough to pronounce, let alone define.
That's right. Just look it up. Google it. Anyway, the teacher, they have worship, and the teacher goes to the piano and plays a song, and the kids and the students sing along. I mean, that is just warm, fuzzy elementary school.
Singing does great things for kids.
And so, the teacher, great principal, great program. And then, we were up there for only about 4 or 5 days, and Cam Ferguson happened to be up there also. And he went to the extreme, western UP, up there in Bessemer. And Bluff View Christian School. So he did a recording up there of that nice. School. So
before we leave the schools, I should tell you.
Yeah.
I attended Wilson School for a very short time, way back. I was in fifth grade.
You're well traveled.
Yes, I am. Obviously, none of those people that are there now are still there. But my dad was going to college in. Escanaba there, and we lived with him for 3 or 4 months. I think it turned out that we were too bothersome for him to be able to study, so we moved back to where we had been living before. But yeah, I went to that school.
So that's your alma mater.
Yeah, to a way of speaking, yeah.
You mentioned Escanaba also on that trip.
Mm-hmm.
We did one on an Adventist community center, the food pantry. That is huge. If I understand this correctly, it is the largest distribution of food in the Upper Peninsula. It's absolutely huge, well-run, a day in the life of the food pantry.
Well, we did several food pantry interviews, and some of them were really amazing. So, yeah, the people that are involved in those things, their heart is open. They are working for the people. It's an amazing interview.
Well, and what I was saying about a day in the life of... the pastor took me, I stayed at his house. He took me down there. I think we left at 7 or 7:30. We went directly to Walmart. Now, John, I've never been in the background of the grocery department of Walmart before, but it's all part of the thing. 2 or 3 times a week, Walmart just donates food, mm-hmm. and literally carts of food. Mm. And we're going back and forth in the back room, pushing carts and loading and weighing it and certifying it, checking it out. loading up, filled up a pickup, and then we take it over to the food pantry, unload it. This is largely the fresh stuff. And then within 15, 20 minutes, it's time to go again.
Wow.
Now we're going to the Aldi's. Mm. Back, the place you always wanted to be is the back storeroom of Aldi's, right? But we got the material there, and then we came back, and they've been sorting and processing. They put boxes. They had tables there. They distribute into the boxes for the people, and then at somewhere around 1 o'clock or noon, then the people came, and they have a window. They talk to the people. Some of the people are directed, and they need to be certified once a year, mm-hmm. and so there's certain things, and then they get their food, and people walk, carry their produce out to the car. It was a beautiful,
wow,
full day of experience. Yeah. I was tired.
You got a workout, yes.
And like I was only watching. So there was other things like that. Hey, John, that's Tom Mazur on assignment, but we did have one really big assignment, and that is camp meeting.
As we always do.
Yes, it's where you're meeting and greeting. We have hours where our listeners can come and meet us and greet us, and we develop new relationships with people. Hey, yes, have you heard about Strong Tower Radio? What was the proverbial thing they used to say about 3 years ago when people come through?
Yeah, we don't have your radio station
in our area. Yeah. Well, we took care of that.
Well, we tried.
Yeah, that's with the smartphone apps and streaming. And, oh, you mean I can do that? I said, I'd always say, do you have a smartphone? Well, yeah. Well, if you got a smartphone, then you've got Strong Tower Radio. You're just one app away.
Yep.
So we'd help them load that up. So it's always fun to help people. And literally, the Michigan camp meeting, people come from across the country to experience this religious retreat.
And from around the world.
Exactly.
We've interviewed some people from Britain and...
Micronesia,
yeah. So all over the place.
And so... But not only do we meet and greet and talk to our listeners, but we also record radio programs that you, our listeners, hear on the air.
Throughout the year.
And so we can go through that list right now.
Okay, let's do it.
So we put together a list. We did one with Stephen Bohr, except we didn't do that one there, actually.
No, we didn't.
That one was done at the ministerial retreat in January of Camp Asabo, Grayling, Michigan. We did Sean Boonstra of Voice of Prophecy, first time I've ever interviewed him. I've interviewed, John Bradshaw 3 times and some of the others. But Sean Boonstra is a very smart person.
Dynamic speaker.
Very, very spiritual, and it's just fun interviewing him.
Evidently, he runs on very little sleep, too.
Yeah, a lot of adrenaline. But we also interviewed Joe Reeves. He was a pastor that was in Michigan. He's gone on to the General Conference, and he works with religious liberty. And I think he also works with the adult Bible study guides and working on the collegiate level, I believe. We did several other interviews while we're there. Other interviews we've done during the year was with Steve Wolberg,
mm-hmm.
with White Horse Media, and he did some programs on Hamas,
yes,
and Israel and Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
He did a 3-part series with that with Pastor Jay. We did one with Scott Michael Bennett. I had a new co-host that was Jody Ferguson, some of you know Scott Michael Bennett. His music is played by some of our music programs, and he was on his way to a Christian concert in Ohio. It was icy conditions and early in the morning, and he was in a car accident, a very, very severe one. He was told that if the right equipment, the right airlifting, and all this other stuff was not available, he would have not made it through that experience. Mm. So that was quite a meaningful story that we heard there. And we did an interview. I went up to, there's a lady who is acquainting agriculture. It's for education for kids and such. And she wrote there's a high school edition and then there's a elementary. And Melissa Clayton did an interview with her on their farm, and with her kids were there.
Oh,
and
nice.
So that was pretty neat. We also did an interview with a biblical archaeologist.
Yes, we did.
And talks about how archaeology helps bring confidence and verify the Bible. And we did, went on site and with AMEN, that's Adventist Medical Ministry, and they're doing 10 free health clinics across the state of Michigan. And we got the heads up and shared that with our listeners. There's a recording that we did here in the studio, and that is the county road commissioners.
Yes.
Yeah, county road commissioners, you know, we just kind of take our roads for granted until you hit that pothole.
Yeah, you know, the best part about that interview.
What was that?
Was when we asked them if there was anything that you would like people to stop asking you because this is the information, what would it be? And everybody had an answer for that. And they were all really, really good answers to the question. So, yeah, that was the fun part for me.
It's interesting. They shared to some degree to the level that their hands are tied.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at a road and you say, well, this is the county, either the county or the city. But the state, it just, it's interesting who controls what
Absolutely.
Road. And they can be crossing each other, mm-hmm. but they're different jurisdictions.
Can't do anything about it. Yep.
And the other thing is the art of snow removal.
There is an art to that. You're right.
And, the mayor of Chicago lost her job in the election because didn't remove the snow during a snowstorm. So then it is an important topic. Hey, John, then we got a few other things that we want to do rounding out the hour. What were some of the milestones of 2023?
Well, the big one on my mind right now is that we now have a really small but important weather report.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, there was a lot of people who really, really said they appreciated us adding the weather report.
It's an interesting piece. And honestly, whoever the meteorologist is, and I don't recall his name at this point, but...
There's about three of them.
Okay. Well, they pack in a lot of information in 60 seconds.
And a lot of geography.
Yes. So you got to hand it to these guys. They're doing a great job.
Absolutely. And we surely appreciate it. And we waited and we had looked at it before, but this time it was the right price. Mm-hmm. It was affordable and there was no reason not to do it. Well, we crossed some milestones as just recently this month. 14 years of broadcasting on
Absolutely.
The air.
Praise the Lord for that.
And the Lord has blessed us in bringing us 15 stations that mm-hmm. was originally thought to be one and one television station with 8 in the oven.
And a possible 9th coming up.
That's right. And it's really exciting that there's a group of people in one region of the state. We don't want to tip the hand or whatever, but they want to cover their area completely with Strong Tower Radio. They see it as one of their most important ministry outreaches is Strong Tower Radio.
Praise the Lord.
So with that in mind, another highlight is... It has been a dream of our president, David Bolduc, was to read the Bible through on the air continuously.
But he didn't have to do it.
He didn't have to do it. We had some really good people who read. In fact, it was a series of professional voice talent that did a fine, fine job. I tell you, John, I listened to more radio that time than any other time the rest of the year.
Well, I've heard just so much good about just that one program. than I have really in any of the things that we've done so far. So it made an impact.
I know that when we were in the Old Testament and I finished listening in Psalms, and then I was engaged for 6 to 8 hours or whatever, and come back and here they are in the Minor Prophets. I missed such. So
yeah, to sit there for 78 hours would have been difficult, but it was good reading.
It was. We the Grand Havens Station. This has been a very interesting birthing process, but the Lord provided. We actually lowered our costs, increased our signal. I had somebody just telling me yesterday, John, they were amazed at how far that signal travels south along the coastline, and they were just so pleased about it. I'm going to go into fast speed here, John. We didn't skirt the important issues, the real issues. We dealt with the issue of abortion. We had elective issues, and that was discussed at physician-assisted suicide. We're also looking at contractual. That's going to be the first, maybe the very next program that you hear in the following week, is contractual surrogate pregnancy. Has implications that no one would ever, it's mind jaw-dropping in my mind.
Yep.
A wonderful subject matter expert, Genevieve Marnon from the Right to Life. And just kind of rounding out some of the other programs that we can't forget, the Big Four.
Nope.
The Big Four of resurrection programming, reformation programming, which is in October, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. We expanded the Thanksgiving to 30 hours this week.
Mm-hmm.
We have 70 hours of reformation, of resurrection program, 50 of reformation, 78, we put the Bible reading in that, 48 of Christmas, plus the Christmas in my heart every weeknight, day and night. That brought us up to a total of 280 hours of special programming on Strong Tower Radio.
And that'll keep most people busy for a while.
That's right. It was very interesting. I think I shared it in our broadcast at the beginning of this month that Jay Christian, who's the director of 3ABN Radio, said that they refer to Strong Tower Radio as kind of like the benchmark of how to localize the network. They provide the global programming, and we provide the localizing. That match of these two programs makes Strong Tower Radio what it is today.
And we would love to do more.
Absolutely. So, listeners, if you want to give us $100,000 for programming, we can do more.
Or a dollar.
A dollar, too. Well, John, that makes the year in review. That hour went awfully fast.
Yes, it did. And now I'm a year older.
You are. Well, God bless, and thank you so much for all you did this year. I've enjoyed our month and themes and going over the newsletter every month. You've been a great on-air partner.
Well, thank you. You as well.
God bless, listeners. Give praise to the Lord, and look forward and make that resolution to be with God this coming year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye now.